chapter 3, verse 20. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." Glory to God. Yes. Amen. Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the word of the Lord. And I handed out some papers there. And I don't necessarily agree with the look of Jesus there, but this is a beautiful picture, amen, of Jesus Christ, amen.
Right.
Knocking on this door that's in the scripture, amen, that I read to you here today. Praise God. Amen. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. I was trying to find what a tremendous view it gives us of the Lord Jesus. Amen. And the Lord right outside of the church of the Laodicean. Amen. I've already preached that. I don't have time to go back on that. But this church of Laodicea, he said, amen, you've got a lot of things that's wrong here inside the church, praise God. Amen. He said, "I would that you're hotter, that you're colder, I'll spew you out of my mouth." We've heard this verse. I've heard this verse preached. You've heard this verse preached. Jesus standing at the door knocking.
Right.
Amen. We preach this to sinners for salvation. Come to the Lord and be saved. And what a wonderful message this is to preach to a sinner. Amen. But this message Jesus did not preach to the sinner. Amen. This message Jesus preached to the church. Hallelujah. And he said, "I knock at the door." Amen. "And if anybody open," praise God, "I'll come in unto him." Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Woo! Amen. I'm about to feel like shouting right there. Amen. That is the primary meaning of this verse. Yet it is true. Amen. Praise God. I was trying to find in my notes that scanning across there, I forget which temple it is. I told Brother Tommy before service, there is a great cathedral in Europe that has this painting, amen, over top of the cathedral. When they walk in, praise God, amen, this picture that you're holding in your hand is what they see. Hallelujah. And some folks come up to the man that wrote this, that drew this picture, painted this picture, and they said, "Sir, this is a masterpiece." Amen.
Yeah.
"This is a marvelous painting." Amen. "Look at the splendor of Jesus." Amen. There he stood. Amen. The Lord Jesus patiently pleading. Amen. This promising Savior of men. Here he was. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He said that there's a problem. Amen. Here, holding this lantern in his hand. This light knocking on the door, what a masterpiece it is. But he said, "There's only one problem. The door doesn't have a handle." Amen. Thank God. There's no handle upon the door that Jesus can open the door. Amen. And that artist that painted this picture, amen, replied so reverently and said, "Oh no, it's not a problem with the painting. It was intentional, for Jesus said that they had to open the door."
Yeah.
If he were to come in. Hallelujah. Hey God. And that's what I come to preach to you for just a few minutes here today. Amen. Great God. Who's that knocking at your heart's door? Are you willing to open up and let him come in? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank God in him. I don't know about you, but I want to open up my heart and let the Lord come in. He knocks as a redeemer that he might save us. Hallelujah. He knocks as the great physician that he might heal us. He knocks as the great teacher that he might instruct us. He knocks as the King of Kings that he might rule us. He knocks as the bridegroom that he might woo us unto himself. I come to tell us, why don't you open up the heart, amen, the door of your heart, and let the Lord of glory come in. Hallelujah. Who is that at that door? Who is that knocking at that door? Is it the Lord Jesus? Amen. Amen. voice. Amen. He is the one who loves you the most. Jesus does. He is the one who came to earth and suffered and died for you. He is the one who wants to give you his very best. He is the one who wants to take us to heaven one day. I come to tell us his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. What folly for men and women to turn him away. Hey God, who can open up this door? I already told you, you're the only one that can open the door here today. Jesus Christ is a perfect gentleman. He will not force his way into your heart. Amen. He will never enter in unwelcomed. Oh no, it is true that men shut their hearts against him. They go their way in sin and in this world, endeavoring to do what they want to do, and they leave the door shut. And I come to preach to us for just a few minutes here right now. It's a sad day in America. It's a sad day in the world that men and women has the door shut and Jesus standing. I got a better picture than you got, Brother Tommy. Pray to me one. Amen. Hey God, look there, Brother Earl. I see him standing. I see he got the light. Jesus, the light of the world. I see him standing there with the light, Brother Tom. I see him standing there with healing in his hands. I see him standing there, amen, with everything. I see him standing there, church, with everything, the church. I see him standing there with revival. I see him standing there with salvation. I see him standing there to heal the broken. I see him standing and he's knocking, but we won't open up. Why can we not have revivals? Why can we not have God fluttering, amen, amongst us? I tell you why. You won't open the heart. You won't open the door. I can't open it for you. Mom and dad can't open it for you. Husband and wife can't open it for you. You gotta open your door.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
He said, I would that you was hot or cold. Still speaking of the Laodicean church here. He said, the hot, give you a reminder. Amen. And for some men that didn't hear it, he said that you were hot. You were at the boiling point. You were on fire for God. That's where I wished you were. He said, or I wished you were cold. Amen. What does that word cold mean? It meant, Brother Daniel, to never had that boiling point experience. To never been there where you felt the presence of God. To never been there where you felt him breathing down your neck. I would that you were hot, or I would that you were cold. Hey, he said, because if you're lukewarm, amen, what does that mean? That means you were once there. You once had the power. You once knew what it was like to pray. You know what it was like to feel the presence and the glory of God. But now, he said, you're lukewarm. Amen. You're far away from the fire. Great God. And Jesus said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Great God. I'll spew you out of my mouth. He said it was an emetic. Great God. It makes me sick. Amen. All that I've done for you and you can't pray. All that I've done for you and you can't be faithful to God. All that I've done, I'll spew you out of my mouth. But Jesus didn't leave them there. Hey, I said, Jesus, Brother Daniel didn't leave them there. He went on a couple more verses and he said, listen, church, this wasn't sinners he was preaching to.
Right.
In a way, it was. They were Laodiceans. They were lukewarm Christians that had the fire. They were lukewarm Christians that had revival. They were lukewarm Christians that knew what it was like to be healed. Knew what it was like to call down fire out of heaven. But now they were so far away from the truth. And Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door. Listen to me, church. Here I am. Had a lot more to preach. Maybe I'll preach it another time. But here's my message. Jesus is standing at the door. And he said, lukewarm Laodiceans, I'm at the same place I've always been. I'm at the door. one more time, Laodicea church, but you have to open the door.
Holy. Yes. Yes.
You've got to open the door.
Yes, sir.
Well.
Yes, Lord. Holy Lord.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Jesus. You have to.
Jesus.
I wish I could open the door. I can't open your door.
No. Yes. It's the truth. Come on.
I can see right off it ain't moving you like it moved me.
Come on, brother. Come on now.
We'll put that office back here. Thank you, Brother Tommy.
Yes, you Lord.
When I get discouraged, I'm going to look at that.
Thank you, Lord.
When I get downtrodden and downhearted, I'm going to look at that. Brother Earl, Jesus is standing there with a light on. Jesus is standing there.
Yeah.
Coming to me. Oh, you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Amen. Yes. He said, I'm going to knock, but it's up to you to open up. Great God. How does Christ knock at that door? I tell you how he knocks at that door. He gives you a conscience. Your conscience tells you about that lukewarmness. Your conscience tells you about that pet sin that you can't turn loose of. Amen. Your conscience tells you that you need a Savior. Oh, yes. What about Judas? He had a hold of the money bags. Amen. And the love of money, I believe, took Judas to hell. He sold the Lord out for 30 pieces of silver. Great God. But I believe, Brother Tommy, that up until the time that Judas took his life, if he'd have come back and said, Lord, right, I sold you for this money, blood running down his hands.
Yeah.
I sold you out, Savior. They got you ready to crucify you now. Amen. They're going to march you up Golgotha's mountain. Come on. I believe if Judas would have said like them boys, come to Lula and said, I messed up. I made a mistake and I'm sorry. I believe the Lord would have forgiven Judas all the way to the place that he took his life. Come on now. Amen. Why? Because he's at the door. Why? Because he's at the door. I come to tell some, you ain't seeing him. I said, you ain't seeing him. He's at the door. He can help you today. Amen. The Lord spoke to me this morning, as sure as my name is Jason, and said, tell them today they forget. I'm at the door. I've got the help. I've got the strength that they need. I'm at the door.
Praise God.
Woo.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Conscience.
Come on.
Praise you, Lord.
Why is there so many mental institutions today? And I'm not making fun of that.
Come on.
Amen. Why is there so many mental institutions, Brother Earl?
They didn't let Jesus.
I'll tell you why. Amen. But Tommy said it. They didn't let Jesus in.
Oh, they didn't.
Woo!
Oh, God. Yeah.
People seeking and searching. But on this other night, try not to rewind and repeat myself so much here. But people seeking and searching for happiness in all the wrong places.
Come on, Brother Jason.
Yeah. Come on. Are you against things? I'd like to make this clear. Amen. Are you against new cars, the new houses, the new... No, Brother Jason ain't against that. Matter of fact, I wish you could have that. Amen. I'd like to see every one of you there have a new car. Hey, God, but I would like to give it a disclaimer. That car ain't going to make you happy.
Nope. Right.
Woo. I wish you'd live in the biggest old house in Huntington. Amen. But I would like to give you a disclaimer. That house ain't going to make you happy.
Right.
Amen. That lies of mental institutions. Why is Hollywood, amen, pumped full of movie stars that commit suicide every year? I'm talking about Brother Daniel. They got millions of dollars in their bank accounts. Amen. Millions of dollars. Amen. All the way around them. What's the problem? I tell you the problem. They let Jesus stand and hold the light. They let Jesus at the door, Brother Daniel, and he's knocking on that door, but they never opened up, and you'll never be happy until you open the door and let Jesus in your life.
That's right.
Yes. Jesus, so true.
My Lord.
Jesus knocks at the heart's door through the conscience. Jesus knocks at our heart's door through the gospel.
Right.
Whew, listen. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation and to everyone that believeth. The true gospel has never lost its power. Amen. Great God. If we could have a mighty sweep of old time, I said this in the past, of old time hellfire and brimstone preaching, America could have revival.
Right, right.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
America could have revival.
All right.
But guess what? And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to say we're the only church that's got any power around here in this county. I'm not even saying that. Amen. But what I'm saying is the majority of churches don't even have Jesus in the midst.
Right.
Oh, now.
Right.
He's still outside knocking on the door. While we got our programs, while we got our talent, amen.
Yeah.
While we're living our everyday lives, amen. Come on now, come down to the house of God when we feel like it, amen. Then expect God to move, amen, in a miraculous way. No, no, no. He said, I want somebody that'll get hungry and call on my name, amen, and pray and fast and knock on that door and open that door and let me in.
Woo! Thank you. Yes, praise you, Lord, praise you.
He knocks through the power of the gospel. Most churches don't even preach the gospel.
No, they don't.
That's true.
Listen to me.
No, they don't.
I tell you what, I ain't got time to waste my time going to a church that doesn't preach the gospel.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
I've been to a lot of them, Brother Daniel. I've been to good churches. At the time you get out of there, nobody ever preached anything about Jesus Christ. Nobody ever preached anything about this word right here.
Come on.
Let me tell you something. Stories are good. I use them from time to time. But a story ain't going to change your life.
Right.
You can get up and read the Reader's Digest. It won't change your plat full of stories. But it ain't going to change your life. I'll tell you what will change your life. Hey, that's good preaching here today. Amen. I'll tell you what will change your life. Amen. I'll tell you something that will help you. He's already there. He's already knocking on that door. But the problem is, you won't let him in. The problem is, you're dead. The problem is, you're dry. The problem is, you're lukewarm. And you're in a backslidden condition. And God can't help you because you won't open the door.
Praise God. Open the door.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
My.
Yeah.
Lord,
my Lord, Jesus. Trying my best to help us here.
Yay.
God knocks through the gospel. The worst through gospel hardened today to even hear the gospel.
Yes.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God knocks through a good life. After a man had been saved, he came to the altar after the sermon was preached, and the preacher said, later asked him, said, what was it in that sermon that got a hold of you? He said, there wasn't nothing in that sermon got a hold on me. He said, it was the life of my wife. He said, I lived with her every day, and I seen her life. She lived a Christian life every day of my life.
Yeah.
And he said, her life got a hold on me.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! And that's what brought me to the altar. I come to tell you, Jesus knocks through a good life. Are you living a good life in
come
front
on.
Of others?
Come on.
Are you living a good life in front of somebody else? They can look at your life and it'll cause them to come to Christ. Or will it cause them, amen, to blaspheme the name of Christ and say, I sure don't want what they. You ever heard that?
Yeah.
I've heard people say, if I ever did go to church, amen, I sure don't want what that was got. I don't want them to say that about me, Lord. Oh no, I don't want them to say that about old Jason. But I want them to be able to look at my life and say, great God, I want what they got.
Thank you, Lord. Thank God.
Good life will bring them to Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes, Brother Tommy mentioned this earlier. Sometimes when all the wind's knocked out of yourself and life comes crashing in, sorrows will cause you to open the door.
Yes.
Sure.
I don't want to get to the place where God's got to shake me and shake my foundation and shake my family and create sorrow for me to open the door and let him come in.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Wow. Preaching somewhere right here today, church.
Come on.
Some of you is more spiritual. I want you to pray for me. This is more serious than anybody in this house even knows right now. Because I know what the Lord spoke to me this morning. I wouldn't even preach after this service today. Typically, after 4 o'clock like this, I would have just said, let's gather here and pray and go on. But I know the Lord spoke to my heart today.
Come on.
All right.
I got out of bed this morning. I was getting ready to get a shower, and Michelle beat me to it. She's the hot water tank thief. She steals all the hot water every Sunday morning.
Hot water thief.
I said, I'll go upstairs and help her build and read, study. I got up there and I had to get down on my knees to get down to the bookshelf I was looking at. And I said, Lord, it'd be good for you to just speak to me right now and give me something.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And the Lord spoke to me.
Yeah. Praise God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I come to tell you that I'm not scared of folks. I'm not here to try to shake people up. I'm here to tell you, you don't want God to shake you and bring sorrow to cause you to open the door. He'll do it.
Yeah. Sure.
Come on. Tell him. Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Ghost right here. Pray for me, church.
Oh God.
He knocks through a good life. He knocks through a good heart. He knocks through the gospel. He knocks through our conscience.
Yeah.
Amen. And he knocks through sorrows. Glory to God. Amen. Sometimes God's got to break our heart to win us.
Yeah.
He knocks through his spirit. A sinner comes to Jesus. If a saint, I'm not necessarily preaching to a sinner here today. If there is a sinner in this house, I want you to know Jesus Christ is knocking on the door. And that salvation, amen, is open. And you can get saved today.
That's right.
Amen.
I want you to know that. If you feel like you're lost, you can get saved today.
Sure.
I come today to preach to this Laodicean member.
All right.
I've preached Brother Tommy for a month now.
Yeah.
4 or 5 sermons, Brother Earl. I preached to Laodicea, lukewarm church.
Sure have.
Oh,
dear Lord.
Jesus said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. You ain't going to make it. But I'm so glad Jesus don't leave them.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad Jesus don't leave you spewed out?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad Jesus don't leave you hanging over hell?
Thank you, Lord.
He said, I bring a judgment against you, Laodicea church. I wish you hot, I wish you cold, I'll spew you out of my mouth. That's 3 or 4 sermons worth. You'll have to go back and listen if you're interested. But he come on down and he said, but I want to tell you, I want to give you a little bit of daylight. I want to give you a little bit of sunlight. I want to give you a little bit of reprieve here. But I'm standing at the door.
Standing at the door.
I'm knocking.
Thank
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
And if you'll open that door, I'll come in and sup with you. I'm done. May God. I didn't know this, amen. But I have read when they tried to put me on a Middle Eastern diet when my triglycerides were so high. I had to read a lot about Middle Eastern. The Middle Eastern diet is a Greek diet, amen. And I was reading today, it reminded me. They said that in Greece, which was where this happened at, amen. They said that at breakfast time they would eat a small breakfast, amen. Bread and things like that, oats and wheat, and they would eat a small breakfast and out for work the men would go. And a lot of times the women, I didn't know this, would take lunch to the fields, and they would eat lunch in the fields with their husbands, amen, or wherever their husbands worked at, praise God. But I want you to know, Jesus said, I'm standing at the door knocking, and if you'll open up, I'll come in unto you, and I'll sup with you.
Hallelujah.
Great God. You know what that word said? That's where we get our word supper. Amen.
Yeah.
And in the Greeks time, that word supper meant, amen, supper. It meant when the men and the families would come home, they'd have a big dinner. That was the main attraction of the day. That was the main thing of the day. They'd have a big supper. They'd have a full spread like we had yesterday. They'd have a big spread. Great God. And the Bible, that word I was reading said that those men would kick up their feet and they would sing in joy and they'd say, it's supper time, let us eat. Stand with me in this house here today. It's supper time. Jesus said, I'd like to come in. I'd like to feel that need. Your heart's heavy. Amen. Come on. I hope today I don't know why this just hit me. I hope nobody's thinking of this, but maybe you think your life ain't worth living. Maybe the devil's told you, and maybe you'd be better off gone. You'd be better off dead. You'd be better off not here. I come to tell you, no, no, no. Amen. Jesus said, I come to give life. I come to give it more abundant. Pray for me, church. I'm entering in the most important part of this sermon. Great God. Jesus said, I'm going to come sup with you. I'm going to give you supper. I'm going to give you everything you need. But you have to open the door.
Open the door.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
holy.
Oh, God.
Holy.
Jesus.
You got to open the door.
Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
Go ahead and give me a little tune there, Sister Missy.
Jesus. Jesus.
It's a little different today.
Jesus.
Jesus. I made my mind up. Lord gives me something, I'm going to preach it.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to stand before him, Brother Tommy, but on my hands.
Nobody. Never.
And I come to tell somebody here today, you've been lukewarm too long. You've been playing around the edges too long. Apathy. Loss of interest. That's your problem. You've lost interest. Jesus said, I'm knocking on the door, and if you open, I'll give you interest. If you open, I'll restore a prayer life. If you open, amen, I'll give you love for my word again. If you open, I'll give you my word. I come to tell us, this is important. It's time for somebody to open the door.
Holy, 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 holy.
Hey, hit with me around here, church. Lord, I preach what you give me and what time I had left over here. Oh, God. Lord, I love every person in this house. I'd never say one word to hurt not one person in this house. Lord, you know how often and how much I pray and I seek you and I wrestle and I stay awake at night. Lord, I worry myself to death. Amen. A lot of times when I shouldn't. But God, right now is an important service. Lord, right now is an important time. Somebody's got to open the door.
Jesus.
All right. It's your turn. The Jason's sweaty. Horse. It's your turn. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to walk out this door and be lukewarm the rest of your life and end up in hell? Are you going to make your mind up, I'm coming to open the door? This is important. I need some people to walk up to this altar right now and say, I'm going to open the door.
Yes.
I know. I didn't miss it. I know what the Lord spoke to my heart today. Amen. Thank you, sis. Amen. There's others in this house. There's others. Come on, somebody come pray with her tonight. There's others. You say, hey, I'm going to open the door. Come on, come on. We ain't going to put it off all on one. There's others in this house. There's others. You say, I'm going to open the door. I'm not going to stay lukewarm. I'm not going to stay in this shape. I'm not going to stay in this condition. I'm going to open the door.
No matter how I feel, no matter what I see, Thank you.